This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
BurnoutMugs.com. Now, this is a unique evening tonight. This is a unique hour we're going to spend. My next guest, he is a Middle Eastern author. His name is, he wrote Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam. He is an Iraqi-born native, Arabic speaker, living in an undisclosed location in Europe. His name is IQ al-Rasuli. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
So let's get a few things out of the way. You live, is it not dangerous for you to live in Europe?
It is. That's why I do not use my full name. This is my assumed name, IQ al-Rasuli.
Yes.
That's not my real name. In Europe, by the way, for Americans, you cannot, you can curse Jesus, you can curse Moses, but you cannot tell the truth about Islam. They put you in prison. And this is what's going to happen to America if the Democratic Party takes over.
Wow. Okay. I love that. I've never had this opportunity before. I've always characterized Islam as not a religion, but a system. Akin to like communism or democracy or fascism or something like that. Am I right about that?
You are right to compare it to fascism and communism, but not democracy.
I gotcha. In Europe, where you're at right now, just out of curiosity, did you decide to stay there? Are you secure there?
Yes, I'm secure for as long as I'm not known.
Right.
By the way, my talk show with you is 1,404 in the United States of America. I have zero interviews with Europe.
Really?
In the whole of the continent of Europe, they wouldn't allow me 2 seconds.
So nothing with Germany, nothing with Bild or the BBC,
nothing,
or none of that?
No.
Wow.
They wouldn't allow me.
Correct me if I'm wrong on this, and this is another thing that I have just postulated, just based. I was stationed in Europe in the 1980s, and in the 1980s, we were paying more for the defense of Europe than Europe was paying for the defense of Europe, and they were allowed to build up their welfare state, but it built up, I think, to critical mass to where they decided, okay, we don't have enough payers for all of the people that are going to be takers now in the welfare state for everybody that is retiring. So they decided to do this whole thing where they started importing and allowing, you know, with the advent of the European Union and everything, they decided to start importing all these refugees, which turned out to be Islamists. And is that a fair assumption of what is going on here? They looked at it as just a way to gather commerce, and instead they've sort of let the fox into the hen house.
You're absolutely correct, yes. Because the leftists in America and the leftists in Europe never understood Islam. And will never understand Islam because they actually don't even read the Quran. You see, any decent human being with two brain cells of logic, reading only two to chapter nine, only 8 chapters out of 114 chapters of the Quran, will come to the same conclusion that I have come after 30 years. That every single Muslim on planet Earth, that's 20% of humanity, every single Muslim, because they are Muslims, because they abide by Sharia, are the eternal and mortal enemies of every human being on the planet who is not a Muslim. It's that simple. It's not complicated. So when you have Muslims in America at the moment who are putting for themselves forth to be elected, they'll be swearing their allegiance on the Quran. But the Quran is the nemesis of the American Constitution. And yet Americans are electing them. 49% of Americans today are brain dead. They are the leftists. They are the Democrats. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I think you're 100% correct. I think I don't know to what I would attribute that to. It just seems sort of counterintuitive because, you know, just in the name of your own self-preservation, wouldn't you want to make sure that you didn't have this kind of thing happening around you? Now you have the whole hour to stay with me, right? Because I've got lots and lots of questions. But anyway.
Do me a favor. Ask me as many questions. I've got as much time as you want.
There you go. I've got till the end of this hour, till 9 p.m. Eastern time. So
I'm with you.
Now, here's a question for you. Now, being a Muslim in a Sharia compliant country is not exactly a walk in the park either, is it? I mean, if you come up against whatever the edict is in your area, it can be quite brutal, can it not?
Again, you're correct. You see, Islam is divided into two parts, Shia Muslims and Sunni Muslims. The Sunni Muslims constitute about 85% of the Islamic Ummah. Ummah means nation. And 15% are Shia. Both of them, the Shia and the Sunnah, the Sunnis, read the same book called the Quran. So both of them hate 80% of humanity who is not a Muslim. But this is the conundrum. Shia Muslims consider the Sunni Muslims, the 85%, infidels. And the 85% Sunnis consider the 15% Shia infidels. So when you look at Islam, Islam is the enemy of every human being on the planet, literally. Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense to me.
Yeah, it does make sense to me.
Now, here in the United States, we have a lot of black Americans that convert to Islam. Correct me if I'm wrong. Do the Middle Eastern Muslims look at the African Muslims as a lower race, a inferior race?
Of course. Yes. You're right. In Islam, an African is called abd. Individual abd means slave. Abid is plural, means slaves. Muslims look at the black people as inferior beings. They have been looking at them as inferior for 1400 years. You know, the tragedy of the Muslims, the black Muslims in America, is they don't even read their history. And I'll tell you why it's convenient. They would rather blame the Christians and the whites for their suffering of slavery. But in reality, when you ask a person like Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam, a piece of garbage, to call him a human being is an insult to humanity. Ask him, how did he come to be in America? How did his ancestors get into the United States of America? He won't tell you. And the fact is, it was the Arabs and the Muslim blacks of Africa who slaughtered, plundered, and enslaved his ancestors so that 14 million of them were sold to the Americas, that means North and South, and only 5% of this 14 million ended up in what we call the United States of America. And to get these 14 million alive, to sell them, they slaughtered, exterminated 140 million Africans.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. We're going to continue this on the other side. This is a fascinating conversation. My guest is IQ Al-Rasuli. He is somewhere that I don't know in Europe. That's for his own safety. We'll continue on with this. This is what's heading our way in the caravan. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented wear counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at Burnout. IQAlRasooli.com.
I am speaking with IQ AlRasooli, which is the name we're using today. He's the author of Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam. IQ, one of the reasons, when I was in the military, I was in the military intelligence, worked with the forward deploy area for Arabic. So, you know, I've been over some of this ground a little bit, but I've never been able to confirm any of it. So this is like a boon for me. You put your money where your mouth is, too. You've offered $1.5 million worth of challenges to anybody proving you wrong about what you say. We still got IQ?
In 90 seconds.
Okay. There you go. Okay. All right. I didn't hear the first part of what you said. What did you say, please, sir?
No, I said you were right, correct about the 1.5 million. All I said is, give me 90 seconds. I will sum the whole of Islam in 90 seconds.
Well, feel free to give us the summation right now, sir.
Because the usual listener's span of attention is about 4 minutes. Therefore, I always start with my conclusions and then prove them.
Ah.
Having spent over 30 years studying, researching, comparing, and contrasting the subjects of Muhammad, his Quran, his Sunnah, Arab and Islamic imperialism, etc., the following conclusions are indisputable, irrefutable, and incontrovertible, no matter how unconventional or even outrageous they may sound to clueless, politically correct dimwits. The most egregious lies that have ever been insinuated into the human consciousness by Muslims and their apologists are that Allah is the same as the God of the Bible, that Islam is a religion, that Muhammad was a prophet, that Islam means peace, that jihad is a spiritual struggle to commune with God, and last but not least, that the Quran was divinely revealed. Thus, based entirely upon the Islamic sources, the following also are irrefutable. One, since every Muslim is Sharia compliant, then every Muslim is the eternal and mortal enemy of every non-Muslim human being called Kuffar infidels, currently comprising 80% of humanity of all Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, Jews, atheists, agnostics, pagans, etc. And two, it is impossible for any Muslim to be both a good Muslim and a loyal citizen among non-Muslims, kuffar, infidels. In less than 90 minutes, I have utterly discredited Muhammad as a prophet and the alleged divine origin of his Quran. And I challenge any listener the sum of $200,000 to prove anything I have just revealed as either wrong or untrue. Back to you, sir.
Well, here in the United States, you know, I'm a pro-gun advocate primarily, and I talk a lot of Second Amendment issues, and we constantly say that the anti-gunners among the Democratic leftists are in it for the long game. So that, in a lot of cases, that means it will continue on past the time they're in office. With an Islamist, whenever they start to populate an area, like say in Europe, what's happening right now is just them simply waiting until it is time to come out against the infidel. Is that not right?
Yes, but in fact, they're not waiting. Look at Minnesota. You have, Obama imported tens of thousands of from Somalia. And literally, almost every single black person who attempted to commit mass murder in America recently are black Somalis.
Yep.
So the agenda is active. It's not as if it's hidden, it's active. And now they're putting themselves forth to be elected to government. And they are going to be elected by stupid Americans who have absolutely no idea about Islam. That's the danger. The danger is not the Muslims only. It's the stupidity of people who elect them.
Right.
Back to you, sir.
Do you think the reason, what is the message that they're giving that gets the votes for them? Because I don't exist in any areas. I don't go to, my network is in Minnesota, and I know very well about what's happening in Minnesota with the Somalis up there. And I have spoken with several people I know up there. But one of the reasons I don't go to my network is because my concealed carry permit is not honored in that state. So I'm not going up there unless I can be armed. And yes, the Somalis are like a swarm of delinquents rolling around doing a bunch of things that, you know, I could never have gotten away with in the 70s. So they're doing all kinds of stuff there. I fully agree with what you're saying. What is it about, what is it that is so compelling to where somebody looks at Islam, like Sinead O'Connor, who is nobody, but she just converted to Islam the other day. What is it that makes somebody look at that? Is this where all the outcasts go?
Absolutely. Look, I had once an interview with a priest in America, and he asked the question, why is it that the priests in America find it difficult to convert criminals in the criminal justice system in America to Christianity, and yet the Muslims succeed? I told him, it really should be simple to understand. Islam is music to the ears of any criminal. Why? Because the minute you become a Muslim, you are allowed to rape, plunder, murder, occupy, enslave non-Muslims. It's sanctified by Allah. The other thing is, you have the enemy within besides the Islam and Muslims. And your worst enemy is the news media. Donald Trump is generous. He calls them fake. 10 years ago and forever, I've been calling the news media, both in Europe and America, as the enemies of the people. And they are the enemies of the people. They tell you that Islam is peace. Now, I can always speak about Islam negatively, although I'm telling the truth. But people will not believe me. Let me quote to people from the Quran. I'm quoting a chapter and verse. Anybody listening can Google it. Take, for an example, jihad. Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 216.
I tell you what, IQ, we got 30 seconds here. I will let you continue on with that because I want to find out about that, because that needs to get out about what you're telling us. The name of his book series is Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam, Volumes 1 through 3. And when we get back, I'm going to finish that. But then I want to segue to the caravan, because you have been talking a little bit about the caravan. Let's talk about that and what you feel the danger is from the caravan. We'll also push the book out there as well. That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayoc, the man suspected of sending at least 14 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, appeared in federal court today. Sayoc will continue to be held without bail, and a detention and removal hearing is set for Friday. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York will be prosecuting the case. Robert Bowers, a suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, appeared before a federal magistrate today in a wheelchair. He faces 29 charges, including using a firearm to commit murder, and an initial hearing was set for Thursday. As far as what we can expect at that hearing on Thursday, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, Scott Brady.
At that time, we will have the opportunity to present evidence demonstrating that Robert Bowers murdered 11 people who were exercising their religious beliefs, and that he shot or injured 6 others, including 4 of whom were police officers responding to the shooting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
I am talking with IQ Al-Rasuli. He is an author of a book series called Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam. And you were about to tell us something, sir, and I had to interrupt you for the sake of the break. So if you would, please feel free to enlighten us. And I don't hear him again.
Six, and I'm reciting from the Quran.
Okay.
Jihad, holy fighting in Allah's cause, is ordained for you Muslims, though you may dislike it. And it may be that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and that you like a thing which is bad for you. Allah knows, but you do not know. In innumerable verses in Muhammad's Quran and the Hadith, jihad means only one thing, physical warfare in the cause of Allah. In Arabic, it is called qital fi sabilillah. Back to you, sir.
You are, I'm listening. I'm just letting that soak in. You are listening and monitoring what's happening with this caravan coming up through Central America. Are you one of the ones that believe that the Islamists use Guatemala as a conduit to come to the United States?
Yes, in fact, you have them on the borders with Mexico. Anybody who wants to know, the information is available. The regime of Iran, the mullahs, have been converting Latin American men and women across the border in Mexico to Shia Islam. You have them on the border. By the way, what is it about the English language that those people who want the caravan to come to America, they don't understand? The word is illegal. How is it possible they can't understand the meaning of illegal?
Well, what they've done is they've hijacked language. Caravan is a word that is used to denote a bunch of people that get together for their own safety, and they want to go from one place to the other, and they're in the caravan. And in music, they use caravan in love songs. And I mean, what they've done is they hijacked it, and they're using caravan in the same sense that in my case, they use the term assault weapon for a semi-automatic rifle to make it sound bad. In this case, they're using caravan to make this innocuous group of 14,000, souls just seeking salvation as they make their way. Yeah, still. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Still. Sorry, I interrupted you, but they are still illegal. Now, my question to Americans, would anybody in China, any government in China or Russia or India or any other country, allow its border to be invaded by anybody, no matter what? Nobody will allow it. Why should America allow it? And if you allow this group of 14,000, there is another group of 14,000, and there will be another 10 or 20 other groups of 14,000, and then what?
Well,
what will happen to America?
Yeah, well,
what will happen to Americans? It'll be destroyed.
Yeah, it's sort of like it is in Europe, except in Europe they need it for the cash flow. Whereas here in the United States, they either need it. The reason that we have so much illegal immigration that has it run basically unchecked is on one side, we've historically had one political group that has been doing it and allowing it because of the cheap labor. And the other side of the other political group has been doing it because they expect them to vote their way. So it's basically the same reason Europe is doing it, except for a different currency here in the United States.
Correct. But either way, you are self-destructing. You're literally committing suicide. Because the people who are coming are unvetted, and unvetted people, you don't know who they are. And if you don't know who they are, you don't know what diseases they bring with them.
Right.
You don't know what their intentions are. And the 100% guaranteed among them will be thousands of Muslims. 100% guaranteed will be thousands of Muslims.
Do you think the thing where we heard that they caught 100 ISIS fighters in Guatemala, was that supposed to like be disarming of, oh, that's great, Guatemala's watching out. Way to go, Guatemala. We're still going to defund you, but way to go, thanks. Was that just a propaganda message headed our way?
Well, it's not propaganda. They are definitely embedded this is an invasion. It's caravan, you can call it a caravan. I call it invasion. Okay?
Okay.
I call it the way it is. It's an invasion. The question is, what will the 5,000 military do? If I were the President of the United States of America, I would even today inform the caravan, anybody who crosses the Rio Grande 50% into the American one will be shot dead, irrespective of gender or age. Let them try. And I would do it, by the way.
Well, I mean, in Mexico, I think we should have the immigration policy of Mexico. Because Mexico, you can't work, you can't fly another flag, you can't do anything except exist in Mexico if you are. If you're illegal, they'll throw you in jail and beat the living mud out of you, rob you blind, and still maybe send you to jail for a while. So they are, they're a fun group in Mexico.
Well, they're doing the right thing. What? Somebody can go and invade Russia? Anybody can invade the borders of China? I mean, it's inconceivable.
You
have borders is because you do not allow somebody you don't want to come in. It's very simple. And if they break in, you shoot them dead. Sorry. Look, compassion I don't have for illegals. There is nothing to be compassionate. I have compassion for the American people if I were the President of the United States of America.
Right.
My first priority is the American people. Not my second priority, not my third priority, my first and only priority. Anybody who wants to break into the borders of my country, I will eliminate. I will give them warning, fair warning, no question about it. But the minute they break it, look what's happening in Israel. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, and day before yesterday, terrorists from Gaza, they pretend they are civilians. They try to break the border, the metal border. They were shot dead. They were shot dead. Well, of course they're shot dead. What? The Israeli army is available to protect somebody invading Israel? No.
Right.
Is the American army available to protect somebody invading America? The answer is no. And unless you stop them at the border, or even before the border, you have a very serious problem coming your way. Yeah.
Well, I think we probably already have one of those. I mean, I've read different scenarios of what we're looking at right now, and I'm still waiting to see a Mumbai-type attack here. I think we're going to see one of those before very long. But we've got about 45 seconds left in this segment, and when we come back, I want to segue back to Europe, because I look at Europe as the Petri dish, if you will, of what we may be facing if we're not already there. So I'd like to get your take on certain things about Europe. How can people find these books of yours, The Veil?
Google my name, Al Rasooli, Al-Rasooli, and you'll find my books, you'll find all my articles, and by the way, they're all free of charge practically.
Wow.
Except the books, but all my articles are free of charge. You can spend a month reading them.
I hear you. Very good, sir. You hang on for me one more time. We're going to be right back.
No problem.
Fascinating discussion tonight. This is Lock and Load.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug, developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Check them out there, BurnoutMugs.com. My guest this hour, he is an Iraqi-born native Arabic-speaking, and he's currently living in an undisclosed location in Europe where he works to spread the truth about Islam and the West. His name is IQ Al-Rasuli. Now, I'm aware of the issues, and I'm aware of the problems and everything, even though a lot of my countrymen don't seem to be. I'm hopeful that our military is aware of that as well, including our current president and everything. I was stationed in Europe. I was talking to a few army buddies the other day about going back to Germany where we were stationed. What are we going to find when we go there?
You'll find a completely different Germany. You'll find that Germany also divided amongst itself. You see, the news media in the United States will not tell the American people that there is a huge movement in Europe emulating Trump's movement. What's Trump's movement? Trump's movement is patriotism, not nationalism, patriotism. That means to believe in your country, to secure its borders, to make it successful financially, and to be independent militarily. There's nothing wrong with that. What's happening in Europe is exactly a replica of what Trump started in 2016. Take a country like Hungary. Orbán, the prime minister, made it extremely clear, crystal clear, in fact, to the European Union, that he will not allow a single Muslim coming into Hungary. He said to Angela Merkel, why do you say that we have to share the burden? Well, if it's a burden, why did you bring it among to Europe? Why did you allow 1.5 million undocumented Muslims come into Europe and invade it? It's a valid question. Poland is the same. Czech Republic is the same. Now Italy is rightist. Austria is rightist. All these countries are turning rightist. the news media in Europe and the news media in America, they call them extreme right-wing or ultra-right-wing. They're not ultra-right-wing. They're not extreme right-wing. They're not even Nazis, although the Nazis attach themselves to everybody who is extreme. They are patriots, and the movement is becoming really big. In the recent election in Bavaria, the alternative German party never put anybody in Bavaria before. And this time they allowed somebody to represent them. And they gathered 13% of the vote. It's unheard of. Unheard of. Okay? In Brazil, one of the biggest countries in Latin America, they have just elected a Trump-like person. He's called, in fact, he is called the Trump of Latin America. So there is a movement. But the news media will not tell you these because they are leftists, like the European news media leftists. You must not follow Europe. You must not allow Sharia to take root. And yet, you have Sharia courts allowed in many of your states of the United States of America. But Sharia is the nemesis of the American Constitution. And the judges who allow it should be removed from office forthwith before being utterly stupid. And not only this, treasonous. To allow a disease into your own body, to infect your body with an HIV virus and expect it to survive is utter insanity. And you're right. How can you explain this mindset? I can't explain it. This self-destructiveness, I cannot explain it. And yet, it's happening mostly among leftists because they believe in globalism. They believe in that all nations are similar or identical, that their religions are equal, that globalism is the center for which the whole of the world should go to. Wrong. Every country now is becoming nationalistic. Every
right. Do you think this is happening in enough time?
It's happening where, sorry?
Do you think this is happening in time enough to stop what has begun?
No question. No question. There will be civil war in Europe. There will be civil war in Europe.
Right.
Because the indigenous people have had it. Crime is immense. How many Americans know that in the Midlands, the United Kingdom, for 10 years, 1,400 Christian girls have been raped, murdered, enslaved for sex purposes by Muslims from Pakistan and Afghanistan. 10 years. The police knew about it, kept their mouth shut. The social services knew about it, they kept their mouth shut. Everybody kept their mouth shut. Why? They don't want to sound racist and Islamophobic. You know what? This was a crime beyond comprehension. They destroyed the lives of 1,400 girls for 10 years, and nobody was held accountable. Only the ones who perpetrated were the Muslims. But nobody in the police, nobody in the social services, and nobody in the government was held accountable. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I know that in here in the United States we have 382 violent crimes per 100,000. In the UK it's over 2,100 per 100,000, and yet we have 660 million guns here and 150 million gun owners, and our crime rate is lower than that of Europe. Is this due to the Islamic, to the Muslims coming into this area and doing all of this stuff, or is this a combination of both indigenous and Islamic?
No. It's purely Islamic.
Okay.
As I said, a Muslim looks at a non-Muslim as an inferior being. They are allowed to slaughter us. They are allowed to rape us. They are allowed to enslave us. This is not a joke. This is not an exaggeration.
Right.
This is Sharia. You just Google it, for God's sake. All you have to do is Google Sharia, and it will tell you all these things.
Oh, listen.
I don't invent anything.
No, IQ. I believe everything you're telling me. I have long held this. Anybody who's listened to me for a long time, I've been saying the same thing you've been saying. It's just been very nice to have somebody with the knowledge that you have of these topics that I've been covering to come on the show and express what you got going out there. I'm going to presume you're still going to use my man AJ, and I'll be able to get you another time if I'd like to have you come back on the show.
Do me a favor, with all due respect.
Yes.
You won't believe it. I pay money to be heard.
I know.
It's not fair. If you want me, Google me. lrsuli@gmail.com.
I got
Google
you.
Me directly.
I've got your email there, IQ. So,
lrsuli@gmail.com. And you tell me when you want me, and if it's in my schedule, I'll come. And
very
I'll
good.
Be more than happy to come with you, because you had the decency of allowing me time to talk, and a long time, not 10 minutes, not 15 minutes, which I would never do.
Well, I don't think I have...
An hour to talk about these things. You need...
Well, I think we need more than that, and that's why I'm saying you got to come back.
I agree with you, but at least 1 hour.
Yeah.
No, honestly, just Google me.
I shall, sir. Listen, in between now and then, you stay safe. You keep your head down.
You take care.
And I appreciate you taking the time to come on tonight.
It's my pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Take care, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
For all of you that have been wondering why I say go armed wherever you can, there you have it. It's already here. I'll be back in 21 hours. In between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.